Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be here every Wednesday. Every Wednesday we are here with your emails and your questions and your stories. And listen, people, we love putting out this show and we love how much you love the show. We want to thank you for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for telling a friend. But you got to keep doing it.
You gotta
keep doing it. You gotta keep doing it. You gotta keep making your Instagram stories. Rate, review, subscribe. Get a friend involved. Tag a bitch. Tag a bitch.
Do it. What do you have coming up?
I am gonna be in Gotham Comedy Club, New York City. I'm doing 4 shows at Gotham Comedy Club, New York City, April 12th and 13th. And I'm gonna be in Philly in May. Philly, ooh. Philadelphia, May 2nd through 4th, jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com. Get those tickies. What do you got?
Do it. I've got the Ship app, which is killing it. You guys, if you haven't downloaded it yet, you've got to get on. You've got to try. Invite your friends, married, single, in a relationship, never been on an app. It's their way to try it and help you date. Go to betches.co/ship, download it off of the app store. You're going to love it. Trust me. So people really loved us talking about Dating Around.
Dating Around is the show that's like the modern kind of Next.
Classy Next
on yes. Netflix.
Yeah.
It's kind of the
way real dating is done, where you don't next them as soon as you see them, but you do it in your mind.
Well, we kind of watch them do it in their minds on this show. I like the show. I hate how they do this like millennial thing where they make everything feel more important than it is.
Right.
Like the shot of the girl getting out of the car to do the date. It's just too
It's too Sex and the City for you?
Even Sex and the City had more humility to it.
Right.
Like this is like a lot of hero shots.
Right.
You know?
At the end. Okay. So at the end of this, the first episode with Gherky. The end of the Gherky episode, they definitely had they had like one of those empowering girl songs.
Oh yeah, and it's her walking down the street and every guy's checking around. She looks amazing.
Right.
And it's like she didn't get a guy, but every guy wants her still. And it's like, okay.
She's an independent woman.
Yeah, she's got shopping bags instead of a man.
Yeah.
I don't need no man.
People loved when we talked about it. We got the people promoting it who were on the show.
Everyone, I feel like people went on this show just to get Instagram followers, right? Which is like a shock to me.
Yeah. Cam Friend was someone's cam friend.
Yeah.
I found out.
So to review, Dating Around is a show on Netflix. One guy or one girl goes on dates with 5 different people, whatever their taste may be. And we did the first episode where it was the dude that went out with 5 women. We're going to go through episodes 3 and 4 right now. And number 3.
No, 2 and 3.
2 and 3. Yeah. 2 and 3. It's Gherky and Lex. Gherky is a heterosexual female.
She's 36. She's divorced.
Goes on dates with 5 guys. Lex, homosexual male, goes on 5 dates with 5 different men. I thought it was interesting to kind of like compare and contrast these 2 episodes.
For sure. Because we watched them both very close proximity so we could discuss them today.
What did you think of Gherky's dates?
I thought the most interesting thing was obviously the fight that she got into with that guy who I thought was kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he was an asshole. He got a little drunk. You could feel it.
He was very much like, my opinion is like, and I think a lot of New York City guys have this where it's like, my opinion is like, it's like, it's almost like false extreme confidence.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Where he's like, the way that I think about things is like the way that things are.
Sure.
And like, I'm very straightforward with my point of view. And it's like sort of, they want it to come off as like super confident, but instead they're just an asshole.
Yeah. Well, he did a lot of things. He did the rose when he ordered her drink, rosé all day.
Right. And he's kind of making fun of her.
Bullet rocks.
Yeah.
Like he everything was like labeled to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything, like he was, you see this a lot in dating and they kind of touched on it. And he's like, where people just repeat shit they've heard online to sound like they're in the know.
Right.
He kind of did that.
Yeah.
Move.
He's like, well, in dating, you have to really just like give up part of yourself and like.
Yeah.
Like,
they're just bullshitting each other. Yeah. They're explaining. It seemed like an episode of The Bachelor where they're talking about their relationship more than getting to know each other.
Right. Exactly. And he kind of like, it was weird that he like yelled at her about like her divorce. And I thought that it was interesting that she was like, well, this is culture clash. She was like a little annoying in her own way. I'm not going to take that away from her.
Mm-hmm. But no, she was fine. Sometimes
she was like a little annoying, but generally I thought that like she was like putting herself out there and like, you know, she owned her divorce.
I actually thought she was great. I didn't really get annoyed with. I'm easily annoyed. I'm pretty critical of people on these shows. I think I hammered everyone on the last show, on the first episode. I thought she was like a good date. She was open and honest about, you know, the divorce. And I think everyone had messaged me about, oh, wait till you see what happens with Gurky and the divorce thing and then this and that. And I'm like, it didn't really feel, it wasn't that big a deal to me. It wasn't.
I think it was more like the fight was like the thing.
The fight was the thing. But I think what happened was, and so there was a lot of like overarching takeaways I had from this. Mm-hmm. And a question I had for you was, first of all, it felt like, I don't know, this was just me, and I've never been a woman on a date with a bunch of guys. So it felt like none of the guys asked any questions of her.
Yeah, I feel like she was asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, none of the guys ask any questions.
She was definitely like moving the dates along.
Yeah, and it's right. Like, does that happen?
It's been a while since I've been on a date, but I feel like that can happen. Not if it's a good date, really. Mm. I feel like if it's a good date, you're kind of like, it's like an, there's not even, I feel like
it's
a really good date
pong.
Has less questions and more just conversation and things you kind of just find out about people from that. It's not like, where are you from? What are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Going down the roster list. When I find myself asking too many questions, it's like, I'm trying to make conversation.
Yeah.
Or probably vice versa.
Yeah. To me, it just felt like a lot of confident guys that just didn't, they're like, I'm me. And it was just like her being like, yeah, let me like hear about you. You know, like right. Like they were being interviewed.
The guys were being interviewed.
Yeah. And it's like there was never a scene of the guy going, well, how did this happen with you? Like
well,
where
I think
you?
They talked about her divorce a little
sure.
bit.
Sure.
That was like the main thing I took away for. I didn't really know anything else about her life. So she's like a buyer at Barney's and she's been divorced.
Yeah.
And I thought the thing about the guy, I thought she was being very honest actually about like the divorce and that she was dating the guy. It just kind of felt like something she was supposed to do, and it's kind of like a cultural pressure thing. And then the guy just like shamed her for it. And I felt like,
well,
kind of like shitty for her.
I actually wrote this down. Here's what happened. Mm-hmm. And this is like ego of it. Men are built on ego. If you attack the ego a little bit, they lash out. Okay. And that's
the
the worst. What's that?
The weak ones.
Yes. And the worst type of guy. This guy was kind of doing what the worst type of guy would do. She said, here's what she said to him. She said, he's never been in love. So it was a challenge that he can't love.
Okay.
And at that moment is when he loses. That's when he gets mean.
Right.
Because he's.
How could I ever trust you?
How could I trust you? So, and guys, the worst type of guys, we know we can't hit you.
Right.
So what they do is say the most mean thing possible to try and affect you, because we know that like emotional effect can like affect you physically as well.
Right.
So that's kind of what he did.
She was like almost like shaking.
Oh, absolutely. Right. And he did what he took the one thing he knew was the biggest pressure point in her life, which was the divorce, mm-hmm. and was like, how could I trust you?
Right.
Right. So it's like he did like, and if you're in this type of relationship right now, you should be like looking to get the fuck out.
Yeah, the kind of guy is like toxic. Plus, he was like blaming all of the like, and I made her get rid of the. He was like priding himself, like, of course I got made her get rid of the cat, and I'm like, I knew everything.
Yeah,
and
he's
like,
playing. He's playing mental warfare.
Right.
Get rid of the cat, or I'm gone. That's like, what kind of a fucking
person
is that?
Yeah, what kind
of
like a conversation is that?
And then he says, and so I think what he did is he saw the scab, mm-hmm. and he itched the scab. And for her, that scab was the divorce. And rightfully so. That's a big fucking life moment. She even said he cheated on her.
Right.
So at that point, he was just looking to be mean for mean's sake. It didn't seem to me.
He was trying to hurt her.
Yeah. It didn't seem to me that he was like, had this whole like, you know, this whole like stance on marriage and what love was. That's just the stance he took to make it sure she would hurt.
Right. Well, he seemed like he was trying to have like a lot of like convictions about these things.
Yeah.
Like like, of course, like, you know, this is how love works and this is how marriage works. And like, I couldn't understand someone who would ever possibly get married having any doubts.
Yeah. Yeah. He was awful. I mean, that's the thing. And it's like, I can't believe, I get the fight was uncomfortable, but then it was funny that she goes, like, they get in this whole fight and then he gets mean. And then at one point, he says something and then she says something like, I guess this is over. And then he leaves.
She's like, well, obviously we're never going to see each other again.
That's when he leaves. And yeah. It's funny to me that he was still
immediately.
Well, up to that point, he was like, I still have a chance to fuck.
Which is crazy. If he was with someone with lower self-esteem, perhaps that would be the case.
Well, that's right. What he was playing off of.
He was with a 23-year-old, that might have worked.
Maybe, but it was funny to me because I'm like watching this whole thing unfold. Mm-hmm. He tells her that she doesn't. How could he trust her if she's gotten a divorce?
How could I ever trust you?
How could I ever trust you? Right. And then at that point she goes, well, I guess we're never going to see each other again.
We're clearly never going to see each other
again. And that's when he gets up.
Yeah.
He doesn't get up before that when his sensibilities are attacked.
Right.
He gets up after being like, oh, so we're not going to fuck ever? Okay.
Right.
That was the funny part to me. Like, no girl would ever fuck in that situation that was like a confident whatever. And that guy's so confident that he's like, I guess I'm still fucking.
It was deranged, right?
It was crazy.
Yeah. And it was just like mean. I didn't like him at all.
Obviously.
And then the other guys seemed like nicer. She wasn't that into them.
They were fine. The one that I thought she was going to end up with was the Krav Maga guy.
The guy with the kid?
With the kid.
Yeah, seemed like a nice guy.
What was interesting to me is the one that she enjoyed the most was the one that showed the most stability.
The nice guy?
The nice guy.
The nice guy with the kid?
With the kid. Like, she was like, oh, this is grounded in some sort of reality.
She's 30 fucking six. She knows how to avoid, like, the crazies.
Well, that's who I thought she was going to, like, go back with.
Right.
But apparently that's not what she wanted.
I thought it was interesting when she was, like, giving... She was very into the Instagram handle. She's like, well, I've got your Instagram handle. I'm like, is that how people, like, are meeting these days or giving out their...
Well, you know what the best part about the Instagram handle is that you can unsubscribe. You can't take away your number from someone.
Right. Well, that's why it was funny when she was like, well, I'll give you my Instagram handle.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I'd rather have your number.
Yeah.
But thank you.
And she did it.
Yeah, she did it. But she could, like, I mean, she didn't go out with him again. So she clearly wasn't... That was kind of her avoidance method.
Yeah.
But I thought it was weird that she seemed a little old to be giving out her Instagram handle, to my opinion.
To me, that's someone that doesn't, that's all, I think it's a, to me, that's someone that's been hurt before. That's like not looking to go down a road with someone to fucking deal with them all the time. Like, to me, it's a time saving method.
Like, let me look at your Instagram and see if you're normal.
Let me see your Instagram, but also let me have the ability to be like, okay, I don't have to block this number. I don't have to stop myself from texting it. I can take it away from you. If I'm a private account and I give you my Instagram handle, you can follow me. You'll DM me. Hey, we should go out again. And I'll go, no, thank you, but no thank you. And then you'll unfollow.
Right.
Like, it puts her in the position of power.
Yeah, I could see
Where as a phone number, I mean, how many times do you see guys that are just like text over and over again, late night, hey.
Well, you could just say like, hey, I'm not interested on text.
But I mean, hey, I'm not interested. But then, we talked about in the last episode, look at that guy that's going to be on The Bachelorette.
Right.
You know, like, you know,
that's,
hey, I'm
that's
not.
That's DMs is almost more permanent.
Well, at that point you go unsubscribe. You can't DM me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I won't even receive this on my phone.
Right.
Whereas with a phone number.
She's afraid they're going to like stalk her.
I think there's a fear that like now you know me too well. Like there's no, she has no control.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like giving out your number is like not in that intense of a thing. Like if someone like if you stop answering people or you tell them you're not interested over phone number, they'll just be like, stop texting.
But we had people writing in being like, well, why will this guy only message me over Snapchat? And it's like, yeah, he wants to control.
Right.
The arena with a phone number. What we're finding out is that you have less control over it.
Because they can keep texting you?
Keep texting
you
until the end of the day, end of the earth. And keep texting you late at night.
Oh, and you feel like more obligated to respond?
To respond and also like to say like, hey, what's the, you know.
That's an interesting point. I thought you should have given that guy a chance. He seemed like he was nice.
I thought you should have given... I thought the kid one was going to get the chance. And then that other guy, he did a thing where he was like... he was the... There was Bam that had nothing to say. Jay, the guy that was a SWAT team whose parents have been officers. Manny was the Israeli Krav Maga divorced.
They were all
the
very different.
All very different. Then there was the haircut with the beard. That was the asshole. And then bucket list guy. And that was the bucket list. That was the dude who wanted the number.
Right.
Because his first thing was like, what's on your bucket list? And I was like, that was one of those things. Like, I think canned questions like that.
You don't like them.
Well, it just shows that you guys aren't really connecting.
Right. It's you're trying if that to comes like, up like organically, that's one thing. But if you're just kind of like, that's what I'm saying. Like, let me think of another question. Like,
yeah.
From my like list of questions that I ask on dates that are like my hinge prompts.
If you're playing the games that they would play at a company get to know you thing.
Right. It's not going
It's not going well.
Right. You're trying too hard.
You're trying too hard. And also that you're not trying too hard because you're a bad person. Mm-hmm. It's just not the match. You're trying when you shouldn't have to really try as right. bad as that. Sounds not really advicey. Mm-hmm.
So she didn't like anyone. What about
and then there was Lex.
Lex. I enjoyed watching those dates. Also because I'm not like, I mean, I'm not super familiar with the dynamics of gay dating. Mm-hmm. I think when and it seems a li- what I noticed, what made me think about with the gay dates was just the difference between with men and women. It almost seems like it's more. Especially with the first episode guy.
Yeah.
Like it's more like opposing intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And with gay guys, it seems less like that. Almost like less like.
They're on the same page. Right
yeah. Like
away.
They both want more of the same things. And maybe that's not true. But it seemed like they were like leading a little bit more with sex. Both people on these dates.
I mean, he immediately made fun of right. everything everyone wore when they first walked in.
Right.
He immediately looked at the guy and was like, you should have a blue cow with you. You look like you're from the country. And then another guy came in tight pants. He's like, how'd you get into those pants? And it's like, we're already talking about his crotch. Right. We're already That's talking about how'd he get in his pants. If I said that to a girl on a date, yeah. like, how'd you get in those pants? I'd be like, what right. the fuck is wrong
because
with
like
you?
Because it's like opposing intentions, right? Yeah. Even though that's probably what most guys like think or want to
sure.
say. Like a girl would never, it's just like a, you know what I mean? Both people have yeah. to pretend a little more on a date that they're not, both people on a male female date have to pretend like they're not interested in what they're really interested in. For a woman, it's most of the time, it's like, are you going to be my next yeah. boyfriend? And for men, it's like, are you going to sleep with me?
It must have been interesting as a woman to watch this. It's basically watching guys with truth serum.
Right. Date each other.
Date each other. Like, yeah. like those are everything those gay guys were saying to each other is stuff a straight guy would say to you. If he could.
Right.
If there was no...
That's what yeah. I'm saying. It seemed like less opposing intentions. Like someone's yeah. like... It's like you would speak to your friend that you also were going to sure. have sex with.
And I'm sure if we had someone, a gay guy here, to they would have a whole different point of view. And mm-hmm. I don't know if they would agree or disagree with things we're saying. We're talking from an outside perspective, just how interesting it is
yeah.
to watch the different dynamic. The one thing I thought was interesting is that they all tell each other their coming out story. It yes. kind of felt like a religion.
Like a rite of passage. Right.
Yeah.
Like, and where were you bar mitzvah?
Exactly.
Or like Jews when they go out, probably like, well, what camp did you go
exactly.
to?
It did feel like religion.
Right.
It felt like they were part of a group that mm-hmm. they had very like experiences, that there was comfort in that.
Right.
And that was kind of nice.
That was kind of nice. And I felt like you could, it almost like, I think it helps you understand the person probably in a quicker, more intimate way.
Totally. Than you could see thing. Why sex would happen
well, it's
quicker.
Like, right. Like imagine like you're kind of like, tell me something extremely intimate that was like really meaningful.
Tell me the biggest
you,
moment of your life.
Childhood. Right. Yeah. yeah. Like what was that like yeah. for you? You definitely get a much better sense of like who someone is in a much faster way.
And that has to come up on the first date, it seemed like.
Right.
The coming out story.
It definitely did come up on every date. The really entertaining date was the date with the guy who looked like Jafar.
The mustache dude.
Yeah.
You know what? And that's kind of like the negative side of it to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nice that like sex was out there. Like he said to the Italian guy, are you a top or a bottom?
Right.
He said, he asked.
It's like very quick. One of the guys was uncomfortable with it.
That was the Italian guy.
Right. Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, let's wait till. And you could kind of feel like he was like into it. But the cameras were on.
Right. I think he was more kind of like, I don't want to talk about this on like.
Yeah. He was like date two.
On television.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then there was the dude from that owned fucking movie phone. That,
oh, was that
the guy, the big burly dude that
the guy
had
the football player or the other
yeah,
guy?
Yeah. Right. The man bun
the
guy.
The football player was like a very interesting dynamic character with the high heels.
Great story. Well, also the amount of them that are doing.
Like. Drag
yeah. was it was another thing. I you know, to hear that that's a huge part, you know, to have 50%
right,
of the dates.
Where you're kind of like, oh, that's either something you do or you don't, but it's like likely something you do is very interesting.
And that guy with the man bun, he even gets asked, oh, you know, they get into how he likes to have sex.
Right.
He dominates.
Yeah, there's definitely like so much more sex out there than in any of those male-female dates.
The thing is, when it's out there, it's comforting. Like, I saw that and I was like a little bit envious. You're like, okay, at least it's admitted
right.
that the first date is about lust.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're on a date with a girl.
For guys, it is. For us, it's not really.
You don't admit it.
I don't think it's about lust, really.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, guys are there. These guys are admitting, I am here.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're on the same team.
My pie.
It's different than, like, but, it's less opposing intentions.
That's the thing. But it is comforting to be like, okay, the pie of things I want, relationship, sex, mm-hmm. you know, family, whatever. It's admitting that, like, I'm here for sex, too.
Right.
I kind of wish that was existing for men and dates with women.
It's very funny if you contrast this, and I don't think you've seen this yet. There's a girl later on, I think her name is Sarah. I forget. She's the girl dater, and she goes out with five guys also, obviously. Mm-hmm. She's a little like more hipstery.
Okay.
And one of the guys is like kind of saying those like sexual innuendo things like
sure.
early on the date, and she eventually is kind of like, I'm going to leave. Like he did it twice.
Okay. Yeah.
He said something like sort of sexually innuendo once, and she was like, I don't like that really. And he did it again, and then she just literally was like, I'm going to go. I've got like an early morning.
Yeah. And like, to me, I'm like, that's fine for her to leave. I'm not mm-hmm. saying like she should stay there if she doesn't feel safe. But like, if you're on a date with a guy, he is there because he's attracted to you.
Well, you would hope that he's attracted to you and he's enjoying your personality, wants to get to know you better.
Sure.
Like for us, that's really like, that's why we're there, mostly.
I know.
To see if it leads to something bigger. And there's also a lesbian one in this later, which I haven't watched, but I'm excited to kind of see if there's a big contrast between the lesbian dating one and the gay one. Is it as much about sex? Is it, what's the difference?
As it seemed.
Right.
And because, well, then there was the guy, Corey, who's the first guy he met, and he's like this like sweet looking, do you remember that guy on this date?
The one she picks?
The one he picks.
He picks for the second date, yeah.
He was like kind of like there was sexual innuendo in their date, but it was like sweet and they got to know each other.
Right.
Like, you know, like I call him sweet because he just was like the most like corn-fed.
He looks like a rom-com like male character.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
And like he ends up going out with him again. He ends up choosing this guy, Corey.
I thought he was going to pick the football player.
I thought so too for a moment, but I was like between those two. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that like the guy with the mustache, like it's a slippery slope when
sexual
that yeah when sexual innuendo is like is in on the date where you're both admitting like, yeah, we're here for sex too, there is that moment where it's like it can't all be sex,
right? That guy was almost, it was feeling like a little like, I don't want to say dirty, but it felt like not, it wasn't like a classier way of discussing the sex.
Exactly.
It was kind of like, I like had sex with this guy so that he wasn't to walk his dog. It was like,
yeah, there was this like weird dog walking sex transaction.
There was an element of like sort of like pseudo crime feeling. Like,
and then
you know what I mean? It wasn't like,
I don't know if they produced this up, but like he's eating and
sloppy,
like just
right,
like eating like, and it felt like, okay,
the
when
guy
does
looks
the
like
sex
grossed
come
out,
yeah,
right, yeah.
it kind of felt like they were like, okay, we've met, now when do we fuck,
right?
And as opposed to like football dude and the other guy from the rom-com guy,
conversation going into
conversation
it.
That dipped into sexuality, that dipped out of sexuality, like there were like. And to me, it's like, that's got to be the hardest part of dating. Like, and also, if you listen to, they go over when's the last blind date you've been on, and they all say they haven't. It seemed as though none of them have been on dates.
It seems like a lot of them are leading mostly with sex. But
it said, like, remember that there was in the beginning.
I think blind date is like, have you ever been on a blind date, completely blind?
Not completely blind.
I feel like when they were saying blind date, they meant like, I don't have a picture. I don't. And especially when that guy, like when he was trying to say hello to like random people weren't the, I've never been on a date where I've never even seen a picture of the person.
Yeah, I guess I haven't.
So I think maybe that's what they were talking about.
Maybe. I mean, it's just the fact that it came up.
Right.
Like, it just felt like dating wasn't necessarily like number one on the list mm-hmm. for how I meet people.
Right.
And, you know, to me, like, there's got to be some, like, that kind of sucks a little bit too.
If you're not looking for sex, then yeah, I think that probably
even
does
if you
suck,
are
yeah.
looking for sex, like, if it's just like, I'm sure the first time you nudge
you.
Somebody,
you're like, it's too sexual well, for me. That's how you know it's too sexual.
Well, the first,
if Jared thinks it's too sexual, we've got an
issue.
The first
time you nudge someone and get a blowjob in the bathroom, you're like, oh, this is great. The 20th time, you're like,
I'm
maybe
not a
I
piece
should
of
be.
Meat.
Yeah, right. I gotta meet some people here. Right. You know, like I would think that like it's exhausting.
Right. It must be. It might be hard to find the bigger connection.
Yeah,
that's, like,
I would.
Sort of
that's what it felt like watching mm-hmm. the date, and like it
well,
was
a lot
nice.
Of their complaints. I think too.
Yeah,
I mean, their complaints about dating were that it was too sex forward.
Sure.
And that people didn't want to date each other.
Yeah, and it did. It was nice. You know, Lex chooses that guy Corey. Like they're going to do yeah. something. They're going.
I like
to,
that guy.
Yeah. It seemed like, you know, I'm
sweet.
Cheering for them.
Yeah. We got to follow up with them. We'll see if they watch the episode. If you guys are on this episode.
Sure. Check it out. Tell us know what you think.
Yeah.
Also, let's talk about some awkward sex.
Let's do it.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
UUP at Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com. What do we got?
This one was one of the more disgusting things that I've read.
Do you want me to read it?
I want you to read it.
Okay. Hi, J&J. Love the show, but let's get right into it. My worst nightmare came true the other night, and here it is. My boyfriend and I have been dating long distance for 8 months. He lives in NYC, and I live in Wisconsin. Hire me, Betches. Jordana?
Not after this story. Okay. I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for sharing it. It was great.
I get to see him every 3 weeks. So when we do get together, I want things to go well. This particular visit, we decided to get ramen for dinner because I was feeling a bit under the weather.
Love some good ramen.
Love a good ramen. After we went home and sex. That's a weird way to write it. She literally wrote after.
Home and sex.
We went home and sex. Mm-hmm. We went home and do the sex.
Maybe she just forgot the word had. Who knows?
Things were going great. He went down on me and finished me off. I like that. He went down on me and finished me off.
Like he murdered her.
So I decided to give him a blowjob. This was the start to the best blowjob I have ever given him until I threw up on his dick. Oh, my God. Yes, my worst sexual fear came true. A full ramen noodle, along with other unrecognizable food, was lying on his dick. I then decided to eat the noodles so he wasn't mortified and scooped up the rest of the throw-up with my hand.
Oh, my God.
Throw up in hand, naked and afraid. I told him to get in the bathroom because I just threw up on his dick and he needed to clean it. Scary thing is that he was not fazed by this one bit. So maybe that is the true problem here. I hope you enjoy and never throw up on someone's dick. Best folk me in New York City.
Okay. I don't have an issue with her vomiting on the penis. The fact that she ate the noodle has like
kind of traumatized
me a little bit.
Yeah, you look like a different person.
She ate the noodle today.
Ate the noodle is crazy.
She re-ate the noodle?
Oy.
Like penis noodle? Like vomit penis noodle? I would be okay with like throwing up.
If a guy went down on you, sucked up the noodle and was like, I just threw up on you, what would you do? Red flag, deal breaker.
To throw up, fine, although that's not as common of occurrence with the girl as a blowjob, as you're being like essentially your gag reflex is sure. being tested. If he ate the noodle, I would have to really reevaluate things.
What sucks is there's no...
What if this happened to you and she ate the noodle?
I would be grossed out.
That's pretty disgusting, right?
Yeah, but I would like get up and run, go to the bathroom, shower as soon as possible. And then like, I guess things would probably happen so quick that maybe I wouldn't see the noodle slurp.
She must be really into this guy. She's like, I don't want him to...
She's trying at that point. You're doing basic maneuvers. You're just trying to save anyone you can. The house is burning.
Yeah, I guess I want to
get the kids out of the house.
I'd want to be in a burning house with her because she would just be like, I'm just gonna like pee.
She'll put you
all
on your back
on
her back. Yeah, she'll step over hot coals to get a noodle off a dick.
This is someone you want to be like needing the Heimlich maneuver from. She's not thinking. She's just acting.
Axe. Right? That's right. Some people run towards the war, others run away.
Oh my God.
I mean, has this ever happened to you? I've never puked on a vagina.
I've puked on a penis before.
You have?
Yes. In college, my college boyfriend.
How much puke?
It was a lot. I went to the window and I threw it up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And did you say to him, hey, you got puke dick?
I think so. It was like, it was like fine. That happened.
Well,
it happened. You have to think also like that is what it is. It's literally like
you're choking yourself.
Yeah, you're giving yourself like a gag reflex.
That's the other thing. Like guys won't notice because all you hear is and all you're thinking is like yeah.
And it's like
that's
an acidic,
a huge cock, right?
It's like acidic. So that's the difference.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, really. Yeah, that's right. Huge dick.
No. Yeah.
I just like the thought that the guy has no idea. All he thinks is.
I can't believe she ate it.
That's right.
So, red flag or deal breaker for you?
Red flag. It happens. What am I going to do?
You're like, where's the noodle?
No, where's the noodle? Swallowed it. I'd be like, that's right. You swallowed it.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'd be proud of my penis, one. Like,
You'd be excited about it.
This would be a new one for me. It'd be tough, especially where they are 8 months in, to be like, well, it's over now.
I wouldn't like, say it's over, but I'd be like, you know, in the future, like, you don't have to eat it. It's okay.
we'll throw it out. Also, like, don't go down on me if you're feeling sick.
Right. Yeah. Not necessary.
I guess, sometimes after big meals, I'm just like, get away from me. Like, we don't need to do this right now.
Imagine if someone was like, if you're feeling ill, the last thing you would want to do is put a large penis in your mouth.
Yeah. It's not the first thing I want to do on any night, but I applaud her commitment to the game. Her commitment to sucking her boyfriend's dick.
So, like, I mean,
that guy should be sitting there thinking, I'm a lucky man. I got to keep her.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if she'll do it with some ramen coming up her throat.
And then eat the ramen again.
Eat the ramen. It feels like a pledge thing you make a pledge to for a fraternity.
Yeah, this is gross.
What would you call it?
What would you call it? I'm so bad at these. We're terrible at these.
I keep getting worse at them.
Yeah.
Pukey penis.
Pukey penis.
Pee pee puke.
We could use the same one for the one from a few weeks ago. What was it?
Pee pee puke. Oh yeah, you had.
It was like blow chunks. Blow chunks.
The cock. Cocky.
Ramen.
Ramen to the bathroom.
There we go. We got it. Let's do some emails. Get away from this penis issue.
Let's do some emails. UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com.
All right. J&J, so much love to you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. I've gone on 3 dates with a guy I met on Hinge. We have a good connection and ended up sleeping together after the 3rd date. He kept alluding to troubling times in his past during our first few dates, like crashing and burning in his last job, a very volatile breakup, and a couple of other similar things. They're the sort of comments that someone makes that are bordering on wanting the other person to probe further. But I hadn't taken the bait, partly because it felt too early to push in what seemed to be some sensitive subjects, and partly because I naturally didn't want to get to the ugly stuff too soon. I decided today that I wanted to get to the bottom of what was a sneaking suspicion this guy had some serious skeletons in the closet, rather than doing the mature and responsible thing and asking him about it. I went to work on the Googs and dug up his last name online.
Get to the Googs.
And skeletons there were. He's now in the final year of 5 years of probation that he received for a series of crimes he committed while serving as an assistant district attorney. He illegally shared information from the DA's office with his drug dealer in exchange for Oxy.
Oh my God.
Oxycontin. This was...
That's how serious OxyContin is.
Yeah.
You're like, I mean, he's got a good job.
Seriously. This all went down while he had a many hundreds of dollars a week Oxy habit. Yikes. There's obviously a ton of press about the whole thing because he was in such a public position. He was fired from his job, obviously, and has since been doing consulting work as an attorney and seems to be doing pretty well. I'm conflicted about how to best handle this. People make mistakes and his life seems to be in order, but I obviously hardly know the guy. Do I tell him I discovered this and just have a conversation about it? I'm not sure if there's anything he could say or do that would put me at ease about the whole situation. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts. Thanks. Conflicted and over convicted. Oh, conflicted over the convicted.
I have a lot of thoughts on this. Okay. I think when someone, like, I don't think there's such a thing as like too much to talk about on a first date.
You think he should have just said it on the first date?
Well, the first date, he basically wanted to get this out of him.
Well, yeah, it sounds like he's been hinting at it and waiting for you to ask.
Yeah, so like, and he does feel you going, well, I don't want to know about that. You feel, and it's like, you're trying to get to know somebody.
Right.
At the end of the day, that's what these dates are all about.
You gotta ask questions.
You gotta ask questions. What are you talking about? What happened? And it's, you know, I'll relate this, not as serious, but like exes. Talking about an ex on a first date.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that to me.
There's nothing wrong with that, especially if you're like, I think that'll tell you a lot about person and their ex too.
Especially if how they explain
right.
it, the
yeah.
vibe in the room. You don't want to, I would much rather be in person on a date and get information that's tough about someone's life than the text 7 dates in where they're like, I just have to let you know. Cause at least I get to see them have the facial expressions.
Right. You can have like a real conversation about
totally.
It. It's not like this thing that you throw at the other person and then they figure out how to deal with it. It's like you explaining the situation, explaining how you think about it, how it's changed you, who you are, or
it's
whatever.
It's a more interesting yeah. date. Like going back to Gherky from mm-hmm. dating around.
Right.
Like,
it'd be weird if she didn't talk about that. It's a big part of her life.
Hey, I got divorced when I was really young. My husband actually cheated on me and it was kind of a, you know, we're from the same background. Wow.
Right.
Tell me more about that.
That.
Like, oh, did you, and that guy who was a dick to her did kind of get into questions. Was it arranged? He asked, mm-hmm. you know, like he did ask those kind of questions. Same with this guy. Hey, I've had some weird past.
Right.
Well, what do you mean weird past?
Yeah. I think
I was
issue,
really into drugs. What drugs?
It's also less about what happened and more about his reaction to what happened and how he's thinking about what happened, how it's changed him, if he's still that person trying to figure that out. The way he describes that situation will tell you a lot more about that than any of the actual facts
and
about it.
Absolutely. And we live right now in a time of canceling people.
Right.
Which is like the worst thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you create enemies. That's how you create sides. You say to someone, well, you'll never work again. You're out. Rehabilitation,
right? That's
is
not
a part
the world
of
isn't
life.
Black and white.
It's not black
yeah.
and white.
And people say that with all sorts of things. There are people who write into us that they've had mental health issues in the past.
Sure,
they're worried about telling people. There's people who write about their, you know, they've
divorces,
had
divorces.
They've had embarrassing things that have happened to them. They're scared no one's gonna like love them. Everyone has shit that they've been through. This, granted, serious thing. Obviously, not like a light matter. He's obviously nervous about talking about it, but it's not about what happened. It's about like where you are now and what's that,
what's the plan now? And how are you doing with your drug issue?
Right.
Do you volunteer now? Like, has this changed your whole world? Do you know, like, Oxy is such a huge problem. All this stuff is such a huge deal that it's like a larger conversation.
I think about it also in the same way of someone who was like to me, like, I cheated on the person. It's like, it's not about what you did. It's about.
Did you learn from
it? Right. Or like, are you still doing that? Did you think that's okay? It's like, and with this thing, like, it's an addiction thing. What is going on with that? Is that...
Well, this is part of why this podcast exists. It's like a lot of times people go, well, you get out of there now. And it's like, did you, you know, from what she says, this guy to a lot of people is a catch. He
has a law degree.
A law degree. Like... You know, like there's pluses and minuses to this person that are just louder than most people's pluses or minuses. Mm-hmm. Some people's pluses or minuses, oh, they chew with their mouth open. This guy has a past that
used to have a drug addiction.
Drug problem and enough to become a criminal.
You know what? So did Russell Brand.
There we go. So I think the one thing is, I think when someone has a huge thing in their past, they're looking for the person across the table to give them the go ahead sometimes to be trustworthy.
They're going to be empathic enough.
Yeah. To be like, so if someone's like, yeah, I've had some hard times, and it's like, well, what were the hard times? Like, you know, we're here. We might as well talk about it.
Right.
You know, like, as opposed to, don't tell me yet. I don't know.
We're not there yet.
Right. And
like
it's
you can handle information. That's like not.
Yeah, you're never going to get there if you can't deal with the realities of life that come up for people.
So if I were you, I would, on your next date with this guy, I'd be like, hey, so like, just so you know, I did some Googling.
Yeah. Right?
So like I found I couldn't help myself. I did some Googling. I found it's on the internet.
Even if you said you've mentioned some things that made me go Google.
Right. I did it. That's like not, you're not like a crazy stalker for doing that.
No,
that's
not at all.
Really normal. This is what I found. Like what happened?
How are you doing now?
Right.
All right. How's the addiction going?
Right.
Like this is something he has to live with every day. You know, no one wants to be an addict.
And now he doesn't have to tell you about it that you already know.
Well, do you go to meetings? How are you handling this? And it's like, that's just showing that you care. Also, it's okay to go, the dates were fine. You don't have to be a nosy piece of shit. Mm-hmm. You know, so you went on the dates. Do you like him otherwise? This is a red flag deal breaker of your own at this point.
Yeah.
Because did you like him enough?
It's okay if it's your deal breaker. That's not something that you're like, that you're looking for or equipped to handle or whatever. It's not for you. That's fine.
It's also okay to to look at him with this information in mind and also say no to him.
It's okay to factor that into the equation of your decision making. But I would like to think that if everything else were perfect in every way.
Yeah.
You could probably deal with this.
But, you know, my thing is like, don't go on the date to like Nancy Drew this fucking thing. You know, don't go on the date to be like, well, I have to get all the facts so that I can report back from my blog and I have a podcast where I talk about horror dating. So, you know what I mean? Like there is that version of person, and I hear this a lot from women where it's like, you wouldn't believe my dating life. And it's like, I would believe it.
It's
not that interesting.
And this guy's got a story to tell.
Yeah. But don't just go for the story for you to repeat.
Right.
This isn't your new episode of Serial.
Right. Don't use it for your own amusement.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, if you're like, well, I've had a great time. If I hadn't known these things, I would go out with him again. Now that I know these things, hey, I care about you enough to ask more questions.
Right. I think everyone deserves to like be able to explain themselves too.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters. They got jackets. They got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian. Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist. This scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com.
Can I read the next one?
Let's do it. In early March, I broke off with a guy I quote-unquote dated a little over a month, 5 dates, since he wasn't looking for anything serious. I kept thinking we're on the same page since we did agree that we wanted something slightly serious before our third date and before I slept with him. However, as time went on, some of his actions would turn me off. He made me think he just wanted to have sex. At the same time, I could see him adding other girls who he probably also met from apps on Instagram. So I would have bring up him adding girls, some serious talks through text because I was afraid to invest too much and get hurt. Eventually, he said he wasn't looking for anything serious because he could move away and his future is unpredictable.
I could move away at any moment.
I was just
I
like,
could, poof, I could be gone.
He opens an umbrella and floats away.
I could get drafted.
Mary Poppins.
I could get drafted. Who knows?
Barry Poppins. Again, if the war comes.
Oh my God.
One night, I was just done with it. I texted, your action confused me, and not that I wanted to bring stuff up all the time. Perhaps we're just not on the same wavelength and not looking for the same thing at this point in our lives. Hope you make your city dream come true. Good luck and thanks for the good time we had. Smiley face. That's a perfectly reasonable
text. Totally fine.
And she probably was like, he texted, I mentioned last time that I wasn't looking for anything serious. Sorry if you didn't understand, but I thought you got it. And it seemed clear that you wanted something serious, so I hope you're not surprised. But yes, it was nice spending time with you. I enjoyed it. Then I replied, not too surprised. It just wasn't expressed well verbally. And being casual sex partners and for me at this time, have fun out there. That's the end of our conversation. Now, I've been battling with myself in my head. Part of me thinks, okay, if he just wants to have fun, I could have fun too, since we've already slept together. But another part of me is like, is it worth it to go for the fun? Am I going to embarrass myself? Plus, he seemed like he could just find more girls to have sex with. What should I do? Is it even wise to text him? How do I test the water? On a side note, we still follow each other, and he did react to my selfie story recently. Please let me know your thoughts. What do we think?
I think this girl, this is what we like. This is how you get into a pit of just making yourself into this desperate person that will take whatever they can get.
Yeah.
This mindset of like, well, I kind of like to have fun too. And like, yeah. I think every girl who's been dating a guy who is not looking to commit to her has had this thought. Well, like, well, I like having fun, but it's like, no, you don't. Cause you expressed that you were looking for something serious.
Yeah.
This is kind of like if you were looking for an apartment, right? Mm-hmm. And someone gave you you had a price range and someone gave you the thing and then they were like, you said you wanted an apartment at this this is a bad analogy.
Do you want to unwrap this? We can take it back. I can go through another analogy.
You have another analogy? It's basically like someone just telling you, like, they're lowering the bar, lowering and lowering and lowering it just to see what you'll take. And then you take, like, just to see how desperate you are for this thing that you'll take whatever you can
get. It's investing at a stock at $10. And then it goes down to $8. And you go, well, I bought it at $10. I can't sell it at $8, and then it goes down to $6. You go, once we get back to 10,
analogy.
Yeah. Once
Congrats.
We get back to 10, then we'll be cool. You know,
yeah. Maybe you'll get back up there.
Maybe
for
we'll
now,
get back
I'm
to 10.
The eight.
But for now, I'll stick at the 6. Then it goes down to 4. All right. Well, maybe that's how a lot of these things go.
Right.
He has.
You did a good job with the text, and
everything's
now she's
good.
Like overanalyzing.
Well,
it.
You know what she's doing? She's going, well, I had a good thing.
Right. It's better
and I'm
than
lonely.
Nothing.
It's better than nothing. Right. And it's like, no, it's not better than nothing.
That shouldn't be this the bar.
This is what happens when you stay following people that you don't really know or like.
Mm-hmm.
She's following him and he's responding. So there's this little touches
right.
where it's
it
like, oh,
good
look at how funny
second.
He is. And he
good,
would
right.
fuck me.
Right.
So why wouldn't I just keep fucking
I
him?
Got nothing else going on.
Yeah. Right. And it's like, no, but you'll be distracting yourself from meeting other people by going back to the thing that you've already decided you don't want.
Right. It's not like you went into this looking for that.
Absolutely.
That's the only time that can really work.
And guys are like Depression era children. They don't throw away leftovers. And I know this is a very mean thing to hear.
What does that even mean?
But I don't mean it as a mean thing. You are the leftovers.
Okay.
He's eating you up. He saved some for later.
If he finds you in the fridge,
he'll fuck you again.
There you go.
So this is the thing. He doesn't take it as personally as you're taking it. And that's okay.
He's not thinking about it as much as you're thinking about it.
But that's the thing where she's going, I can have fun. Yeah, you can have fun, but not like a guy can.
Right, not in the same way. You also, like, you that's not what you want. I think that that's something you people rationalize in their
sure.
head when they want that. Now, well, I like, this could be fun for me. I am not, this is more fun than sitting here lonely.
And yeah.
But for that moment it is, but then the next day it feels worse.
And she's thinking, well, I don't
it's like
hate him, so we must be cool. But you got it done before you would hate him.
Right.
At some point you're going to hate
right.
him.
That's why this is good. And now she's like, you wrapped it up nicely. Don't unwrap
point,
it and like let it hit you over the head.
Yeah. At this point, what she needs to do is unsubscribe from him on all social media. He's going to write back to your selfie post because he's going to go, there's the leftovers. Let me just make sure they know I'll still eat it.
Right. And here's the thing. It's like all these things seem like perfectly suitable options until you meet someone that actually treats you in like a nice
yeah.
way that really wants to be with you.
It's on the same
and that
page.
Treats you well and is on the same page. All these things seem like good options. And then once you are with someone that treats you well, you're like, I can't believe I was willing to eat that shitty 3-day-old pizza
yeah.
when this was the potential. Do you know what I mean? It's like people who stay at really shitty jobs
sure.
and then eventually they finally get so sick of it that they quit and they have a job that's so much more amazing and they're like, I can't believe I spent so much time
it's for
wasting
fear.
This energy
yeah.
over this.
And they're fearful of having no job.
Right.
So you're fearful of having no guy ever. That's
yeah.
not going to be the case. And I've been this guy. Let me tell you what's going on. He will sit there and be very nice to you as long as he's not responsible for you.
Right, because it's easy to be nice.
It's easy to be nice.
Yeah.
It's easy to keep up with someone that you had sex with knowing that maybe they'll have sex with you again and you can just keep popping in with smiley faces in their selfies.
Right, that's like the least you could possibly do.
The least to keep up
yeah.
a potential blowjob. I can keep sending these smiley faces to your selfies till the end of time because it's a low investment for a high reward.
Exactly.
It could pay off in a blowjob late on a Saturday night. That's what he's banking on.
Unsubscribe.
Just unsubscribe. And I know why she's going back to it. She's lonely.
Yeah, I
There's
get
no
it.
Other guy.
I totally
I can have
get
fun.
It.
That
yeah.
whole thing of like, well,
it's like
I can
a
have fun.
Rationalizing thing. It's not true.
It becomes a pride thing. I can have fun. Yeah, you can have fun. Not with him. You
right.
tried it.
If you want to keep
it wasn't fun anymore.
You
left.
If you want to keep your pride, you left yourself in a very proud spot. You said what you wanted. This was the perfect ending. And then you kind of, in your head, you're about to ruin it.
Yeah, I think a lot of girls relate having had sex with a guy once as like I invested and
right.
I understand because like listen
this was,
it's
I
physical.
Did have fun but then I didn't have fun when I wasn't it's like the fun that you have in the moment is not worth the next day
yeah and it's also like you know, women, like, they're like, well, that's someone I can retread. I've had sex with them already. Mm-hmm. So that's already one of my numbers. I don't have to like raise my number. I'm not like, you're kind of clinging to old society standards, right, of like, I don't want to be this girl who goes out and fucks a new guy every week. And I get why you wouldn't want that, but no one's judging you for that.
No one cares. No one knows about any of that.
And no
shit
one cares.
Too,
yeah.
In the real world.
At all. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com.
Let's do one more. Hi, I discovered your podcast a couple months ago and I've been listening from the very beginning and I'm loving it. So I've had a crush on a girl for a couple of months now and I finally got up the guts to ask her out. She thanked me for being direct but said she wasn't looking to date anyone right now. Do girls really mean that or is it just a nice way of saying no? To give you context, we are both doctoral students. I'm 27, so I can see how she might be focusing on school, but I'm calling BS. Thoughts?
Ooh, the confidence of a man. Don't you wish, Jordana, you had this type of confidence?
I do.
Like, I this is women everywhere clamoring to
be a man.
To be this naive.
Of course she doesn't mean that.
I know.
Of course she's just not interested. Obviously.
I love this because it's such a man. Like, listen, I've been there where you're like, oh, you don't want to date right now. I get it. You know, cool. Okay, right. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'll ask you again then.
I don't know anyone who...
Like, what woman would not think...
I'm not dating at all. Like, I'm not looking to find love. Love doesn't appeal to me.
But what woman would get that response from a guy and think, well, do they really not want to date anyone right now?
Right.
Like, all women, like, I think a lot of women would go back and go, well, they fucking think I'm the ugliest person trash alive.
Well...
Which is not a good thing. I'm not saying...
No, I agree. Well, just like we tell the girls, when they say they're not looking to date anyone right now, they mean they're not looking to date you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I know you're a big dime doctor. You're gonna get that. Someone out there wants to date you.
Right.
It ain't this chick.
And she's also in school with you, so she's not gonna be like,
every day she got to decide whether she wanted to date you. And every day
she decided no.
And that's okay.
That's okay, yeah.
Let's someone walk else away. The worst thing you can do is ask her out again.
Like, right.
You did it. She said, thank you for being direct. She's never
going to want to date you.
It's over. Walk away.
I can see how she might just be focusing on school. No.
She's not just focusing on school. And that's okay. We're making fun of it, yeah. But like,
no, I appreciate the question.
I understand the sensibility, right, where you're coming from. Yeah. I do get it.
When we don't get questions from men nearly as many as we do from women. It's much, much, much smaller percentage.
Yeah.
But when we do, they're always the easiest to answer because they're not. I feel like
it's also always the shortest.
Right.
Notice how the length of that email.
A question from a woman will be like, here are like the whole details of like when we met and then every single date and all the texts and like, well, what do you think this means if I did this and as he said this, but he's doing that.
Sure.
And for men, it's like, I have a vasectomy. Is it, did girls give a shit about that? Or like,
I asked a girl out. She said she's not dating anyone. Is that me or just not really dating?
Right.
No, it's you.
They can always be answered in like one sentence.
Sorry, dude. It's move on.
Battle of
the
sexes.
Keep walking. Have you ever said to a guy, like, what's the nicest answer you've ever given?
The nicest answer.
I mean, my answer to people would be like, I'm flattered, but I don't go out on dates at night. I'm out
that.
At night.
If a guy, if like one of those guys stops me on the streets and says that or something, I'll be like, thank you, I'm flattered, but mostly because I don't want to get stabbed. but I'll usually say I'm dating someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dating someone, not seeing. Yeah, dating someone is probably the
hard,
safest
that's
answer.
That's hard to do with someone who you see every day, though.
Oh my God.
I'm not interested or I'm not dating right now. I think I might have used that. Maybe once.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Oh, I think
men,
I've used like, I don't really feel like we'd be a good match.
that's a brutal answer.
Is that worse?
I don't think we'd be a good match, but I do think we'd be a good match.
I didn't really, well, it takes two.
Well, yeah, but you haven't met me. You don't even know me.
I've said that to like a guy that I've met at like a party or something that might
and
have
he
like,
was like messaged, hey, let's
that,
go
like,
out.
Facebook messaged me after being like, hey, like it was great to meet you. Would you want to go out? Be like, hey, like it was great to meet you too. Like I didn't really feel like there was like a chemistry. Or we'd
it's
be
a brutal
match.
One to hear, but
I mean, what else are you gonna? Yeah. Like that's a true. Someone knows someone.
Real,
the person knows you. They have mutual friends. So they know you're not dating anyone.
Yeah.
And like, there's not, I'm not dating right now is like such a bullshit thing for
but
me.
But a real psycho would write back to you, but we haven't even met yet. Right. You don't even know what a date with me is like. Because I'm me. My mom says I'm good looking.
That's well, it. Then your mom should date you. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness. But I recently came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
Let's play some games.
Yeah.
UUP at Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com. Let's do it.
All right.
Red flag or deal breaker? In their bedroom, they just have a mattress on the floor, no bed frame or box spring.
Out.
You're out.
I'm out. It's yeah. Where I'm looking to be in a serious thing with it's like the credit score for the credit card from last time. It's
yeah.
Like, it's very, the bar is not that high, but it is like box spring mm-hmm. credit card high. That is a thing.
Yeah, this is a deal breaker for me because I need the help.
Right.
So, like, if you can't help yourself,
if you got a mattress on the floor, you're gonna be sleeping like literally on the actual floor.
Yeah. Like, I had a friend and I knew someone growing up that like the house was always a mess, and you're like, ugh, someone's got to be in the driver's seat here.
Right. You can't have it was like last time. Like, you can't have two criers.
No.
You can't have two people who just like have no sense of being an adult.
Well, the two people when those two get together, they're unbearable.
Right.
Because then. Everyone removes themselves from them because they're like, ugh, we can't even.
That's how you wind up on a TLC show.
That's right. Just two people encouraging each other to be yeah. animals.
Exactly. Okay. So either your girlfriend wants to go to Mardi Gras and gets as many beads as possible by flashing her tits at as many people as possible. Or on the flip side, your boyfriend wants to go to Beta Breakers. I don't know what that is. Naked with his cock completely out all day for everyone to see. What is Beta Breakers?
We could simply look this up I answer.
I know what Mardi Gras is.
Mardi Gras and my girlfriend flashes her tits as many people as possible. To me, that's kind of hot. The tits are coming
You're
home with
that.
Me. I'm fine with it because I would assume I've built this whole thing in my mind that we are like
Beta Breakers is an annual foot race in San Francisco, California.
Okay.
It comes out on the third Sunday of May.
And they get naked?
I guess it could be whatever. I assume it's a Mardi Gras esque thing.
Okay.
Where people get naked.
Well, I'll say this from a guy's perspective: like, you want this fun you want your girl to be still.
How fun is too fun?
Well, this isn't too fun because it's not like she's fucking other dudes.
Is she?
She's flashing a boob to get beads while on my arm. I'm assuming, and we're on a bunch of drugs and alcohol. Fun.
You're
day.
You're okay with it. Okay.
Fun day. It's not every day of the year. We're gonna go home. We're gonna like fuck like crazy.
She's Mardi Gras, boobs out, fun. But is she?
Like I would assume
is
we can do both.
Bribing her district attorney firm to get Oxy fun.
That's hot too. Hey, listen, I've always wanted to date someone that could have been on an episode of 24.
Exactly. You're okay with it?
I'm into it.
I think it would be a red flag.
Okay.
For me. It's one day. Like I can handle anything for one day of the year.
That's
you
what
got
I'm
a
saying.
Weird habit for you want to do a hard drug one day of the year.
And he wants you to get involved with it and wants you to be running around with the cock out.
No, I'm going
to
say this one's on you.
You go
do
you.
Go have a good time. And I'll see you later. But like you, it was one day of the year.
To me, it's like us doing it together would be like the fun, like out of our body experience.
I don't know if I would enjoy that as much, walking around with a naked person. And it's just not my style. Okay. But, you know,
I hear you.
If he wants to do it, I'm fine. I think couples can have some different hobbies.
Sure.
That's one of his things. There's
him flinging his cock around. Yeah.
Sometimes he likes to go to action movies that I'm not into alone.
It's the same thing as going to Captain Marvel.
Exactly.
Let's do one more.
All right. This was a funny one.
Hi, J&J. So this just happened to my girlfriend, and we had to submit it to you guys. So she's supposed to have a date with this guy from Hinge today. They've never met. And as they're making plans, he says, I'm just going to start sharing my location info with you. And shares his location indefinitely with her. Not just a pin drop. And it had nothing to do with the date plans. So odd. Would love to hear your thoughts. Also, the same guy called her the day before and left a voicemail. We couldn't decide if he thought it was too weird. If that was too weird. Hope this makes the show.
So in the text, she says, when are you done with work? He says,
around 2.
Want to meet in PB and walk along the boardwalk? There's a super good acai bowl place near there too. Maybe around 3?
Sure. Sounds great. I'm just going to start sharing my location info with you. And then shares it.
This is the over planner, I would say.
Even more than over planner, combined with the voicemail, it's like,
this is too much.
It's too much. It's someone that's being so truthful with you that they must be lying.
You think they're... I don't even care if they're lying yet. It's like it's so early. But for me, it's just like, I can't feel suffocated before I even meet you.
Yes.
I don't need to have your location information. Let's leave some mystery out there.
He's either too excited to meet you.
Right.
Or such a liar that he's getting ahead of when he lies.
Right.
Like, he's like, well, to me, this is all stuff that you'd bring up in the court of dating. Well, I shared my location with you, and I called you, and then you don't show up to the date.
Right.
You know, there's something is amiss.
I agree. This is weird.
Deal breaker. I wouldn't go on the date. I'd be like, listen.
Yeah, I think I would be scared off by this date.
I would too.
If he did this stuff like day 3, I think I'd probably be like, okay.
It's a little more endearing. At least we've met before. Yeah.
Day 1, I'd be like, I don't want to meet this person. They already kind of like ruined the hype up.
Like
excitement.
A woman putting on location indefinitely, I'd be like, okay, what murder am I being set up to,
to then be blamed for?
Yeah.
This is scary. I had deal breaker.
That's it.
That's our show.
Jordana, we did it again. We solved the world's issues.
We did it.
Every week. We're here every Wednesday. We need
5 p.m. Eastern time.
We need you guys. Spread the word. Spread the word. Also, we have a YouTube video out.
Yes.
Go check out the YouTube video of us playing Red Flag Deal Breaker.
It's in the description of this episode.
Go check it out. That's more content for you that is free, baby.
You're welcome.
So we need payment for the entertainment. So what we need from you, Instagram story, tell a friend, coworker, brother, sister, mama,
tell a couple,
papa,
friends.
Tell a few. We'll be back next week.
Bye. Betches.